Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 48. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
I'm pretty sure it's 48.
It is 48.
It's kind of hit or miss. It's hard to keep up at this point. As you know, it is Thursday evening. I think we might have actually started exactly 8. I don't know. Looks like it.
Yeah, on the button.
Nice. As usual, we will be discussing tech news and plus whatever we want, more or less.
Pretty much.
Like I said, it's Thursday. Today is April. Is it April, right?
19th.
If you're listening live, otherwise you can always find us on iTunes or at bleedgeek.com.
Bleedgeek.com.
And with that, yeah. And if you can, there's always a chat room. So if you're listening live, well, you're probably watching the video, but you'd see the chat right next to it. So
above it. Above Not it. Next to it.
But if you're listening to this on iTunes later, maybe next Thursday you should check it out and join the chat room.
You could.
Because apparently it's like a party.
It's what we do.
From what I'm told.
It's a good time. Grab a drink of choice and hang out.
This is true.
Yeah, I don't really have anything super specific that I want to say, so...
Well, we could mention that since we're at episode 48, that means we're rapidly approaching episode 52.
That seems crazy.
Which will be a year, which does seem pretty crazy.
Does it seem crazy? Like, I feel like there's days where I feel like, oh my word, we're coming up on a year. And then other times it's like, really? It's only been a year?
Like, yeah, it goes both ways. Seems like forever, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so... So for our year podcast, we will be live at Cafe Zia in Roseville. So if you're native to the Minnesota, you can join us. Or, well, not native. You have to live here, I guess.
Still. No, you don't. You could drive here.
Well, yeah.
May 19th.
From a distance.
Fly here. We got somebody coming from Colorado. Maybe two people. Probably two people, right?
Two people.
Ah, there we go. So?
It's national. It's a national event.
It's what we do.
Bringing people from all over the country.
All over.
That'll be live at 4 Cafe Zia, which, if you don't know, is near Roseville. It's in Roseville. It's near us. But
in between here and the city of Roseville.
But we're both, yeah. Yeah.
The actual city, Mike. Not
right,
just like.
I get it.
Well, you're like looking at me like I'm retarded.
Well.
Settle down. Anyways.
Moving on. So yeah, so join us if you can. We'll be there at 4, and then...
we'll probably be there before 4.
We'll be there before 4. The show starts at 4.
Show starts at 4. We'll come early. There. Have a drink.
Stay late, and then join us. We'll probably go to Joe Sensor's afterwards, also right in Roseville.
Yes.
For a little hangout, whatever.
Chill session.
After party.
After party.
And after that, there'll be the after party at Randy's. Just kidding.
I don't have enough.
Let's stock up.
I know. Oh, man.
What?
Got 8 people confirmed going.
I know.
That's pretty sweet.
2 of them are us, though.
Don't tell them.
8 people.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine? Like 6 maybes?
Oh,
but there's
awesome.
Other people that are coming that don't use Facebook, so. Or I haven't responded, but I know they're coming. It'll be an interesting time. I'm not going to...
It'll
be interesting, to say the least.
I know. I was talking to one of the girls at the gym that works there, and I told her, it's like, yeah, we're doing this live show. I'm not really a people person, so to speak. And she's like, really? I wouldn't picture that. And I'm like, it took me 3 years to start talking to you, even. I said, I need time to warm up. And she's like, oh, nice. Like the slow approach. But... She might come.
Nice.
Yeah. Didn't even invite her.
What's all that about?
She just thinks she can do what she wants or what?
Mike, your Apple's going to infect my PC.
With magic?
No, with all of your...
Flashback?
All of your malware you have riding
Whoa.
Over here.
Yeah, it's going crazy.
I just wanted to say, what's up, Peels? What's up, everybody?
I don't even know what's happening right now.
It's all right.
Let's start talking about news then, I guess. Earlier this week, Twitter announced that they were going to They put out what they're calling an IPA, an innovator patent agreement, allowing people who work for them, basically they're making a pledge. I don't know if it's like a written binding contract by any means, but they're saying that they are going to step forward and they are going to only use patents in defense and not go after anybody. They want to help.
That's what Twitter's saying.
Innovation, right. And they want other companies to join them, but I don't really think it's going to happen. They're trying to do the right thing, whether it's a PR move and they're really doing it, or...
Or maybe they don't really have any good patents and they're like, we suck.
No, because pull down to refresh.
Oh, yeah.
It's their patent, and...
Facebook has it.
Every iOS app uses it, and I don't know if Android's the same way, but I'm sure it is.
I can't tell you.
Not literally every app, but the majority, all the big ones. I mean, like I said, Facebook, all the Zynga games, so Zynga uses it. All the big apps, it's intuitive. Like, I always assumed it was a part of the actual iOS software, but it turns out Twitter actually owns that. So, I mean, but they're saying, I mean, they have a few other patents too, but that's the big one. So, but they want people to, other companies to join this with them, and, you know, they want to help innovation. They don't want to keep... Plus, they keep buying companies, so they must have other patents. But, you know. You have anything else you want to say about that or Twitter?
No.
I don't think there's anything else.
No, Twitter. There's nothing really else to say.
I don't know. I think it's cool, especially since we've had so many freaking patent stuff lately, that it's been a little ridiculous. So it's nice that somebody's stepping up and at least... pretending they're going to do the right thing, whether or not they actually follow through with it or do it. But
if anybody's going to do it, I feel like it would be them, though.
Right.
I mean, they're pretty laid back as far as crap
and then
goes.
Then there's Yahoo, who's just trying to sue everybody. But lately, and Apple and all the phone makers.
They need money, Mike. Don't blame them.
Yeah, they're going down. And in other patent news, supposedly Apple and Samsung are going to try and settle out of court now. That came out on Tuesday, I believe. They said, you know, the CEOs are going to sit down with the mediator and try to go over everything. But I don't know how much that's going to stand, because then today I saw that Samsung is going for 8 more patents against them. So I don't think there's an end in sight.
I don't think so either.
So yeah. I'm going to skip the next one and go to the only other, I believe it's the only other Apple thing we have, which is Apple is giving away Snow Leopard to people that are using MobileMe to try to get them to switch to iCloud. So I don't know if you're using MobileMe and you're on Leopard, I guess you can get a free copy of Snow Leopard. Why you wouldn't have already upgraded anyway, I don't know.
Just being silly.
I do know one person that does use Leopard still, but...
Any given reason?
No.
Just laziness?
Probably.
Is it you?
No.
Oh. I know. I knew you upgraded. Steven?
No. We'll talk about it later. Anyway. So, anyways, that's really all the Apple news that we have for the day.
Let's bust out some...
There's a lot of mobile news, I think.
Yeah.
There's quite a bit. You want to... You want to start with that one that you just moved?
No, let's do HTC.
So HTC, the One X, and the One S, I believe, is coming in May as well. But I put the One X is coming May 6th for $199 on AT&T. You can pre-order it starting April 22nd, which is Saturday. No.
3 days. Sunday?
Sunday.
Yep.
Which seems a weird day to start pre-ordering. But what do you know? I mean, AT&T launched the Lumia 900 on a... Easter, so.
And it's sold out.
What is?
The 900 through AT&T. Right. Sold out. U.S. is the only country that the phone has sold out in.
The English carriers actually came out and said...
That's a lie?
That the Lumia can't go toe-to-toe with Apple and Android. That it's a subpar phone. They don't really see it as a top tier. Yeah. the carriers in England came out and said that.
That seems crazy to me. I mean, I haven't played, I haven't seen the device. I've read reviews on it, and I've read tons of good things about it.
Really? All the reviews that, well, the few, I haven't read a lot, I guess, but the reviews I have read, I mean, they're good, but every all the specs are basically a step back from all the top tier Android phones. Like, it's got a single core processor, like, just things like that. Like, low, it's not like the resolution's low. The things that I get really good praise I read about it were the design. Like, the design looks awesome. Like, people are like, kind of like you were saying yesterday about the iPhone. Like, if they could get Android on it, it would be their phone. No matter, like, man. It would be in, like, so people like the design, but Windows Phone is still, like, it's not a huge upgrade. And while we're on Windows Phone, earlier this week, it was a Microsoft person came out and said that all Windows phones were going to be eligible to upgrade to what Windows, they're calling Apollo.
A.K.A. Windows 8, basically. Right.
And now it's being said, now they've retracted that statement, and it's being said that none of the phones will be able to be upgraded. So Microsoft doesn't really know, apparently, who's going to get upgraded and who's not. So we will have to wait and see what really happens with that. It could be like an Android thing, or who knows? I don't even know how we got talking about the Lumia, but we did.
Me either. Oh, because we had said...
Right.
Know. Anyways. So, yeah, HTC One X, it's a step... It's the middle... class phone for the HTC One versions. There's
I thought it was the top one. It might be the middle. So I know the one.
I thought
the X is on AT&T and the S is the on X,
yeah, no,
T-Mobile.
The X is the top version one.
Right. And the S is on T-Mobile.
That's okay. I have it mixed up. Yeah, the X is...
Well, because they named them identical.
Right. It's...
Because it's HTC.
Right. Yeah, and T-Mobile's getting the S...
Which the X has a 4.7 screen, I believe, and the S has a 4.2?
Three.
Yep. So, and it's got lesser stats for everything, I believe.
Yeah, it's got a lower resolution screen, dual core instead of quad core processor. Right. But everything, like, the reviews I read on The Verge about it were, like, it's one of the best phone designs out right now. Like, they did a really good job with it. So,
right.
I'm interested to... I think that's the way I'm leaning right now. I mean, it...
To the S?
Yeah. Because I don't want... 4.6 is too big.
Right.
4.7?
4.7.
You know, that's like, I don't want... I mean, I've said it before to you. It's like, I don't want a humongous phone like that sitting in my pocket. And, I mean, I would be happy with a just straight up 4-inch screen. If they could make it a high resolution screen, but... I mean, I've heard tons of good things with the S that with the Sense that they kind of toned it back a bit let ICS do a lot more work on its own.
I heard that, I've read that the Sense 4.0 Sense they've lowered it a lot from what Sense used to be, but it's still annoying, like why they have to have their own skin on top of it, but it's what they do, really.
It's true.
And I know there's a one... coming another version coming to Verizon, but I don't know exactly what it is, and I haven't seen anything about it in a while, so I don't know if it's coming later or what the case is with that, but we will have to wait and see. But yeah, both the One X and the One S have had good reviews, especially for HTC phones. I saw an interesting stat, and I don't know if it was a report that HTC released today. I just saw a little blurb from it, and it said that they think that customers care more about thin phones than they do about battery life, which I don't think is true at all. Well, I think it's 50-50.
I would say it's they would be close, especially in. Oh, I know how thick is the iPhone? No, do you know? Like yours? Is it 7 millimeters?
I don't know.
Do you remember? You don't even know the specs on your phone?
I don't remember.
Cripes. I read an article. Well, the One S is thinner than that,
right?
Which is interesting. It'll take me a while to get used to a no keyboard setup, I think, but such is life. And
right.
To get off of my dinosaur will be
Well, just think. You're going from 2.1?
2.1 to 4.0.
Boom.
I know.
Does that have a skin? Because it's Motorola, so I would assume it does.
Yes, it is skinned.
So, I mean, it's not like you have a straight Google product anyway.
Right.
I think it'll be a good upgrade for you. But I tell you that all the time, that you need a new phone.
Yeah, it's true. I tell myself that, too. I'll just keep on waiting.
There's a better one coming out. Speaking of new phones, Sprint is getting the Galaxy Nexus. And it's going to be for $100 cheaper. It's currently selling for $300 on Verizon. It'll be $199 on Sprint. And you'll get $50 credit to a Google Wallet, which it has full access to. The Verizon version doesn't because the carrier didn't want it to. And so you get $10 in credit immediately, and then later down the line sometime.
Like $10 a month after.
You get $40 eventually, which seems weird, but... But apparently the pre-orders are sold out on Sprint already, and that launches on Sunday, I believe.
Yep.
So,
I know a friend just got the Nexus, and a bunch of his friends had given him crap for getting it, saying, you know, it's the worst phone I've ever used, blah, blah, blah. And he, Ryan Hagfors, and one of his friends has said, worst phone I've ever used, but everything Ryan has said about it is it's awesome, good, great phone. Good hardware.
I mean, it's 6 months and old at this point, but
right. And the, I mean, if it was a 4-inch screen, like I would love just to have a straight up
Google phone,
Android phone, no crap on top.
And even with Verizon, you're still not getting quite the full effect, so you would have to get the Sprint one.
Yep.
But yeah.
Anyways,
and Sprint had some other good news today. They're getting sued by the state of New York for $300 million.
Chump change.
Right. Saying they have been not paying their taxes. Basically, they're taking taxes from people or not charging them properly for the last 7 years. Sprint, of course, said the allegations are garbage, basically. Can't think of the right word for it right now. But they said that, you know, that's just silly. But it's going to suck a lot for them, I think. And I think that if they start to win, I have a feeling there'll be other states that maybe say something about it. Because I'm sure it's not like they just started doing it in New York only, unless because they're based in New York. But I don't know that they are, but...
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
But, yeah, so that's exciting for them, as if they were already not doing well. And speaking of them not doing well, there was some 4G testing done.
Yeah, this one's
a
little.
You know anything about that?
I meant to pull up the graph and.
Did it sway your decision to join or not join Sprint at all?
Completely. Let me pull up the graph quick.
He's
so I have the numbers.
Graph. There was some testing done for Sprint, Verizon, and AT&T to see who had the fastest 4G network, because since they all seem to claim to have these things. The winner was not Sprint, I can tell you that.
Yeah, no, they were, here we go. All right. So the graph was, come on.
Non-existent, apparently.
No, I can't find the graph. But, in the end, Sprint, they did a download... /upload test on the four main carriers, Sprint, Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. I've been looking at new phones, and I had finally decided that I was going to switch carriers. Decided I was going to go to Sprint. This completely changed my opinion, I guess. Sprint was... bottom of the barrel on both download and upload. They were I did find it here. Without a doubt, T-Mobile was the winner. I mean, it doesn't say where they did this.
T-Mobile was the winner?
Mm-hmm. They didn't say where this data testing was. Actually, I lied. They do. Was tested in Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Denver, Vegas, Los Angeles, New Orleans, New York, San Francisco, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. The average for T-Mobile, download was 3.84 megs per second. Sprint's was 0.59 megs per second. That's the best and worst in the category. The nearest to T-Mobile for the download was AT&T with 2.62 megs per second. And then upload speeds, T-Mobile was average 1.4 megs up, and Sprint's was 0.56 up. And the nearest to T-Mobile was AT&T as well, with 0.85 megs per second up. So my whole plan was, I mean, Sprint, you know, they have their unlimited data plans and stuff, but it's like, I don't really care anymore about that. I mean, they have some nice phones now, especially since they got the Nexus. And yeah, I think I'll end up sticking with T-Mo.
For now?
For now.
Until something crazy happens, right?
Crazy.
I think there's actually two different things released at the same time. And I think one said that AT&T had the fastest download, but it wasn't consistent. Verizon's was. And then the upload times were both like, everyone basically won except for Sprint. Like at the time these reports were all put out, they're all relatively near, but regardless, it wasn't a good, none of the reports were good for Sprint. Not a good week for Sprint all around, I think. Are you freaking out right now?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm finding conflicting graphs on the same article.
Yeah, it was, there was two different reports released on the same day, I think.
I'll show the one that I was talking about, because that's the one I care about.
You mean you're going to throw it into the chat room?
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, Sprint download times are apparently not good. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't listen to Spotify on Android.
Nice segue. Didn't even see that one coming.
Yeah, me either.
At all. Yeah, Spotify beta came out for Android today.
Was it not previously on Android at all?
Nope.
Weird.
Yeah. The whole app market right now just bugs me, because, and I don't fully understand it, because, and I mean, and well, part of it's probably just because of the fragmentation, really. But Android is still the market dominator right now. Like, more phones, they've shown stats is there are more Android phones in the market than there are iPhones, which I don't find hard to believe, because I mean,
they flooded the market.
Right. But it also, yeah, part of it obviously is just the fragmentation. But it still seems crazy that Android is such a crapped on OS for developers. It's like, we'll perfect the iPhone one, and then maybe we'll end up going to it's Android.
Like Instagram, right?
Yeah.
How long that took.
Best. Whatever.
But anyway.
Got nothing nice to say about them
either. But anyway.
Anyway, so. Yeah, it came out, and it's supposedly really nice.
I've seen really good things. Like, I've seen good reviews today, too.
So, it's not available on my phone. I checked.
Of course.
Don't worry.
Nothing is.
Because it's like, I mean, I would...
What does it go back? Do you know what it goes back?
2.3.
Okay. It's right around that area. It always seems to be either 2.2 or 2.3.
Yeah, 2.1 isn't... I mean, it's 3 years old, 4 years old, so right. It's not a...
This guy.
Well, the... Anyways... Yeah, so when I would get Spotify on my phone just because it's an app, and like any other apps, you have to install on your phone anyways, but I don't.
That's why you don't use it on your computer.
Yes.
It's not web-based.
Give me web-based. HTML5 even. Come on. Maybe Spotify developers are listening to us tonight.
Hopefully.
Clearly last week there was a few companies listening to us.
What was it that happened last week? I don't remember what it was.
There was a couple of things that happened. It's like, oh, you see.
Right after he said it. But yeah. So, and then of course, everyone's been asking about an iPad app too, because it's only on iPhone, not iPad as well. And so they keep saying that that's in the works as well. And hopefully that it'll look similar to the new Android one, and they'll just redo the iPhone one as well, because they know that, I know in an interview I saw, they know how important mobile is to their economy, all software economy right now.
Yeah.
I mean, look why Instagram just got bought for $1 billion. But neither here nor there. Yeah.
I feel like it was something we talked about Instagram. Oh, it was talking about Pinterest.
It was that they should get bought next. Yeah. Right. Yep. And Spotify also had an announcement saying that they have partnered with Coke for ads. That Coke is going to have an app in Spotify, which seemed crazy. And there are some other companies too.
So is it going to be similar to Shazam? Like Shazam partners with Progressive?
Well, they do actually a ton of different commercials now, but I don't know if that's what it'll be like. It does seem crazy.
But, I mean, it's smart. I mean, we're, you know, head first in all of this stuff, so it's easy for us to say, oh, yeah, I've heard of that. Sweet. But at the same time, you know, there's tons of people who are like, it was funny. We brought up Pinterest on Raptorsource this week, and there were tons of people who are like, the hell is Pinterest? And it's like, really?
Would you say the Raptorsource is majoritively male?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like 80-20 or higher than that?
Yeah, I would say 95 for sure.
I think that's probably another big part of it. So I think it's...
maybe even 99.
Really?
I'm...
Well, I mean, I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
That's funny, though. It makes sense, really. But yeah, so we'll see what happens with the whole Spotify thing, but they're doing well.
Yes.
The Oracle trials started this week. Both Larry Page and Larry Ellison have been on the witness stand so far, which is funny to see. Everyone says this is going to be a huge patent/copyright trial, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. There's a lot of technical stuff that we don't really need to get into, but I don't know. It's funny to see Larry Page on the witness stand, and he's claiming now that, because they had emails that stated that they knew they were going to have to get licensing, and he's like, oh, I don't remember seeing any emails, so who knows what'll happen.
Who knows?
Sergey Brin had some comments about Apple and Facebook recently, too, that he thinks got misconstrued, but he compared them to, like, a government censoring the internet, basically.
The government totally sucks.
Yeah, just like that.
Government totally sucks.
So.
Little Tenacious D for you.
Thank you for that.
Welcome.
Did you see the latest IKEA news? Have you seen the video?
That they are Swedish and they make good meatballs.
So they want to make a TV stand. They're going to start selling TVs. Essentially a TV stand with a TV built in, and it's going to have a built-in DVD/Blu-ray player. So all the cables are hidden. So
are you on board with it?
No, because
I think it's silly.
I think it's silly that they're selling TVs, because the TVs are probably going to suck. They've partnered with some company I've never heard of.
Samsung?
Yeah, that's going to make the TVs for them. But I think the idea is good, because it's true. It's got built-in surround or a sound, like a home theater as well. Like, it's got two speakers built in, and then there's a subwoofer that comes with it that you can put anywhere that's wireless. So, I mean, it's a cool idea, but I think the technology that's backing it won't be that great. But it's coming to America next year, apparently. But
America.
You didn't see it at all, huh?
Nope.
And in Windows news, apparently Windows on ARM is officially going to be called Windows RT. And I have no idea why.
Road and track.
Is that what you think it is?
That's what it was for Mopar.
Yeah, but that may... yeah, I don't know. And it'll have a limited desktop. It'll basically, because at first they thought it wouldn't have desktop at all, but now they're saying that it'll have desktop, but basically that you won't be able to have third-party clients on it.
That's awesome.
On the desktop.
It makes sense, though, because that's what'll keep it snappy.
Right. But
I'm excited. And Ivy Bridge processors, 4 days. And I just saw that ZenBook, they put out two new colors, and they were
pink
and gold, and they were also going on sale, which
means there's probably next one around the corner. Yeah, right?
They still haven't announced any release dates, which I mean, I'm sure they can't until the Ivy processor officially comes out. I can't wait.
Yeah?
Really, I can't. I'm so excited to have a legit laptop.
Do you think, like, I don't know, I don't, yeah, never mind.
What?
I don't really see you using a laptop a lot.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I think I...
Or is it because you don't have one, really?
It's yeah. I think it'll get used more, like, what I picture more is, like, when I'm going over to, like, going up north to my parents' house, and sitting, like, even, like, I'll end up bringing it to work, probably, and, like, at lunch, I can just do crap from my desk, and not have to, you know, I can tweet and do all my crap. Maybe that won't fly. I don't know. I'm going to test the waters. Nobody else has brought in their own laptop. Maybe Todd has. I don't know.
Is Todd with us this evening?
Yes, he is. But, so that's my plans.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Have you always had your desktop? So that's how, I mean.
Right. Well, even, like, I think of simple things as, like, our live show.
Right.
You know, like, being able to have my own laptop. Right. And there was I was talking to somebody. Who was I talking to? Oh, I was talking to one of the guys on Raptor Source today and was telling him that I'd been looking at the Zen book and I'm waiting, you know, and he's like, oh, what's the Zen book like? I said, well, if you've seen a MacBook Air, I said, it's very similar, all dimensions, just a Windows-based laptop, you know? Why doesn't Apple put out laptops with Windows installed?
I don't know. They don't want to muddy the waters. A lot of people do buy MacBooks and put...
Right, just because it's good hardware.
Right.
It just kind of hit me right now. It's like,
but I think their whole thing is that it's the hardware and software together, and then they'd have to license. They'd be paying Microsoft, and they don't want to do that, probably.
But it's like... I mean, I get it. But, like, why not just sell a no OS laptop then?
Yeah, they could, I guess. That'd be weird, right?
If they want more sales, I would consider buying one.
Depends on how much it was, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, it would have to match up to similar prices, you know. I'm all about the bang for your buck type thing.
The thing is, then, that you're paying how much for a legitimate copy of Windows brand new? $300 or something ridiculous? Is that what it is? Do you know?
Hmm?
How much is a copy of Windows 7?
Brand new. If you're...
Not upgraded.
Like, yeah, no, I've got, like, I got my copy of Win 7 Professional for $100 brand new. But you can get, like, if you were to go to Best Buy, I think Ultimate is still around $200, $250.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think that's a big part of it is people don't, I mean, the people that really do it, though, obviously have paid for it already. And so... That's what they're doing with it.
That's what they're doing with it.
Whatever. I don't know. Windows is just... Yeah. There's a lot of money issues today. Not money issues per se, but money announcements. Rage. And not all of them were good. Actually, I only think one... Well... AMD, we'll start with, who ended up posting a net loss of $590 million.
Ouch.
Which is a lot of money. They said it's a lot of it is like one-time fees, because I don't know what they invested in or what they're doing exactly that they... I didn't read it. Do you know?
Why?
Because I saw that there's something like if you'd have taken it out, they would have been positive, like via their sales, but... I don't know if they made a new plant or something along those lines, that they invested a lot of money in something.
AMD. I feel bad for them. They're good peeps, but you know what?
Do you think they're...
Intel...
They're really losing?
Yeah. They're losing the market right now.
They make... They own which of the graphics card companies?
ATI.
So they own one of the big ones, yeah.
Intel owns NVIDIA, ATI, and AMD. And it's funny because I always used to be a hardcore AMD processor fan and an NVIDIA graphics card fan. So it's like they don't really match up. And now, like when I built that computer 2 years ago, I built a Intel-based processor, but ATI graphics card.
That's funny.
I know.
You're crazy.
I'm crazy. I'm on that angel dust.
He's on angel dust. Watch out. So yeah, so AMD lost some money. Also losing money, Nokia had $9 billion in sales, and they ended up losing $1.7 billion. So that's even more than AMD, really. But, you know, they're still doubling down on Windows, so hopefully the Lumia, having just been launched, could possibly help them steer those numbers back up, but I don't know. I think they had a lot invested into it up until that point, so that could be part of it too, like pre-building them all, because they didn't go on sale until, I mean, a week and a half ago.
Right.
So. Verizon had $28 billion in revenue and made $1.7 billion, which is pretty decent.
Weak.
Mind you, that's not only the phone market, but it's also they have their Verizon Fios and whatever else they're doing. They're all over the place trying to run the world. So they sold 6.3 million phones last quarter, 3.2 million of which were iPhones, so over half of their phones. But somehow, like we talked about earlier, Android is still beating them. But I think now that it's more available, I think it'll bring them a little closer, but Android still has a heavy flood on the market. Because 3.1 million combined was non-iPhones. Obviously, the majority of which those were Android devices, obviously, because no one's really buying Windows phones or Blackberries.
I would agree with Blackberries. I think Windows phones, I mean,
to get up. I mean, but the last time I saw a chart that had...
But when was the last time you looked at a chart? Like 10 years ago?
Yes, 10 years ago.
See, so they weren't even selling phones then.
Within a quarter, they were at like 2% of the market for phones.
But comparing them to BlackBerry,
they're taking over BlackBerry, no problem. I think very soon if they haven't already. I think BlackBerry's probably still got a hold because of all the enterprise business they have. Still,
we've talked about it. Which company do you think is honestly going to buy BlackBerry? Because it's bound to happen. I feel like
I saw a while ago there was some random guy that was going to invest in it.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't know if that's actually going through or not. Otherwise, what, Amazon?
I don't like BlackBerry because they don't get... I feel like it's run by just a bunch of old people.
Well, they just all got fired.
And they don't... That's true.
Half of them.
So, I mean, they don't... But they still don't get... I mean, there's been nothing good that's come out of them since... Well, that didn't happen that long ago either. What, like a...
2 weeks ago.
I was going to say like three.
Two or three, yeah. We talked about it.
Yeah, so it's like, I mean, they need fresh eyes in there, and I mean, they need to
Thurston Hines, some German guys in there running it now. He's the new CEO. He's firing everybody.
You know, because the OS itself isn't.
Well, they're talking about licensing the OS now too.
Right, because it's like it would be cool if it was say BlackBerry, but. Built off of like a BlackBerry skin on top of Android or something like that. Mm-hmm. Cause yeah, I mean they have the corporate world right now, but I know, like in our company, iPhones and Androids are filtering in slowly. So it's bound to happen.
Right. And there's been lots of reports of companies, big companies here and there that have come out and said they're switching to either Android or iPhone as well, away from BlackBerry. But they just sat back and laughed when the iPhone came out and have been trying to catch up for the last 3, 4, or 5 years since, so. But yeah. But Verizon did well. And then Microsoft had their earnings call as well. They had $17.41 billion in revenue, $6.37 that they earned overall as a company. It was broken down quite a bit in divisions. I know online, in general, posted a loss for like the fifth year, or they haven't had earnings in like 5 quarters, I believe, if not 5 years, which seems crazy. Xbox sales are way down. Even though it's still the best-selling console, it for like the fifth quarter in a row. But they need a new console. It's been out for 7 years.
Yeah, but that's what they said. I mean, we've talked about it already. I mean, I would be willing, if there's a betting site out there to say, like, put bets on when it'll come out, I would put $100 down that it'll be announced before Thanksgiving.
This year?
Yeah.
And it'll come out this year?
Yes.
I don't think it'll come out this year.
You don't even know what you're talking about then.
You want to bet on it?
Let's bet on it.
$10.
Done.
All right.
Heard it here first.
Next year.
No way. Damn, that's stupid.
What?
I lost $10.
But, I mean, it's possible they announce something. When is E3? Is it in May or is it in June? I feel like it's in May. Do you know? No?
No, I don't know.
maybe it's the beginning, end of May, beginning of June, I think. But I think they possibly show something there. But Windows was up, so that helped. And they still make a lot in Enterprise, and Office is selling well for them. So there was initially some weird things, and I saw updated things that said the phones were somehow bundled into the entertainment sector, which was why the entertainment division was down, which is Xbox. But I don't know, the way they kind of differentiate between divisions is kind of weird. But there was one other piece of Apple news I skipped. There's been a lot of rumor about Valve putting out their own console, right? Now we've talked about that, I think.
Who?
Valve. Making their own machines. And then it was rumored earlier, supposedly earlier this week, Tim Cook actually went to the Valve HQ to meet with the CEO. But earlier today, right before the show, actually, Valve announced that they said they don't know where that came from because Tim Cook was never there. So. Who knows?
Who knows?
It's all random and rumors and who knows.
Rumor mills.
Maybe the next iPhone will come out in June with no glass. It'll have some weird metal. I saw that this week, too. No? You don't think so?
I have no idea.
You don't follow that crap, right?
I don't. This guy. Whatever.
What?
It's iPhone. I don't. Like I said, I just randomly thought of it. It's like, man, if they had an ice cream sandwich ROM for iPhone, I would buy an unlocked iPhone. And do that. Because I think that'd be cool.
It would be cool.
And then people would be like, whoa, how'd you get that new message sound? How come it doesn't go, or whatever the heck your message sound is? And be like, oh, maybe you should put Android on yours. You could do all this cool stuff too. You can change your backgrounds. You can change your...
I
know. I'm just...
You're really pulling the strings there. Backgrounds.
You can change your backgrounds. You can change your ringtones to more than like 5 options. And you can... have a pull-down messaging notification window. Randy, they implemented that a long time ago.
You mean like this?
Oh, that's Android. Are you running Android on there? Good one, Randy.
Oh. This guy.
I know.
You have any other news you would like to talk about? Is there music coming from somewhere?
Yeah.
Is that just my imagination?
No, I was just...
Where is it coming from?
It's outside.
Apparently we're at a concert. Is it your thing? Oh, I see it on your computer.
Yeah.
Apparently we're getting interrupted by a concert via Randy's computer right now. I don't know if you can hear that at all. But he's killing that currently.
My bad.
But yeah. So I don't even know what we're talking about. Any other news? I don't think there's really... felt like this week was building up to a lot more, and then it came to Thursday and I was like, oh
yeah, there wasn't much. I don't know. Oh, how about Tupac? He's alive.
That's true. I saw him at Coachella.
On Coachella.
Coachella.
Yeah, inside joke.
Okay, take your word for it.
Yeah, Coachella. Yeah, they made a Yeah, if you haven't seen it, and if you're living under a rock,
which you could be,
there is a at Coachella, which is a big music festival in California. There's a company that made a Tupac hologram, and he's saying Hail Mary and one other song. I don't remember
California
what it was.
Love.
No, it wasn't California Love, and that's what it should have been. That's what it should have been. Heard it here first.
Probably not,
but it should have been. But it was sweet.
He's going to go on tour now. They're talking about bringing it on tour with Dr. Dre. Yeah.
I talked with people on Raptor Source about it, and it's like, I mean, if you would have asked me before I saw this if I would ever go see an E show, like a hologram show, I would have said, no way. It was so well done that I would, like, I mean, I don't know many artists right now that I can picture that I would go to see, but
Kurt
Cobain? I would go see Tupac, and I would go see Johnny Cash.
Kurt Cobain?
Nah.
Elvis?
Not an Elvis fan. I know Danny would.
Yeah?
Yeah. Her whole family is huge Elvis fans.
The guy, the lead singer and drummer for the band died today. Dick Clark died yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of sad. I mean,
he was 82.
Yeah, he's in rough shape. He did a... I mean, he held on.
I'm not even going to try to do an impersonation because it's mean, but...
That's, yeah. Too soon, Mike. Too soon.
But you know what he sounded like.
Yeah.
But...
Anywho.
But we're just rambling now, so...
Word. Apparently the flute player from Men at Work died.
Oh, I did hear the guy from Men at Work died. That was sad.
Did he come from the land down under?
He did.
Nice.
He was Australian.
Good one, Randy.
Yeah, good one indeed. Anyway, if Tupac. You want more of this nonsense, you can always follow us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook?
Facebook.com/Crandall.
Oh.
That was a little self-plug there.
Yeah, I see that. It's a little messaging. Otherwise, you can always follow Bleep Geek.
Oh, you could do that, I suppose.
At Facebook.com/Bleep Geek.
I suppose. What if you don't have... What if they don't have a Facebook?
Then you could follow us on Twitter.
Ooh. At Facebook. At Bleed Geek.
At Bleed Geek.
Twitter.com/Bleed Geek if you want to get the direct link.
Yeah. Go check
what
us out.
What if they don't
there.
Have a Twitter account? How can they get a hold of us?
They could email us.
Oh, what's the email address?
It is fans@bleedgeek.com.
With an S, not a Z.
In case that was confusing yep. for you.
It's true.
What if they don't have internet?
Give us a call.
Oh, they could do that,
or
too.
Or they could stop at our place, too.
That's getting a little weird,
okay.
right?
Okay. Yeah, that is. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Let's
depends.
Just stick with the calling.
Okay,
thing.
Give us a call.
At 406-79-GEEKS, otherwise known as 406-794-3357. And Tumblr, which we haven't done anything with, but... That could change. You never know.
Someday.
One day, you might just be like, oh, where'd all this Tumblr stuff come from?
Maybe we'll get a Pinterest, too.
We're out of control. Yeah, we talked about that, too.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen.
Seems like a lot of work, right?
Yeah.
It's just a two-way. And who really...
Yeah. Anyways. Or you could follow us individually on Twitter.
That's true.
I'm your...
At Mike037.
I'm at the Crandall.
Two L's.
Two L's. And a K.
No Y's.
No Y's.
Yeah, and then, of course, we'll have our live event, as we discussed earlier.
May 19th.
But in case you just joined us halfway through.
There are a few people.
May 19th.
May
19th. Cafe Zia.
Cafe Zia.
Roseville. If you have any questions,
C we
just told you
Lexington.
All the ways to get a hold of us. So, have at it. Right? May 19th, 4 p.m. Be there.
Yeah, should be fun. It should be fun. It's our first live show ever.
Regardless, it'll be interesting. Who knows what'll happen?
Really?
There could be prizes. Who knows?
Oh, man. Are we doing prizes?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, don't tell them. What if we don't have prizes?
Door prizes.
Maybe.
You think I'm just... No, why not?
Okay. What are we going to get?
We don't need to
We'll
tell
figure
them.
It out.
It'll be a surprise.
Surprise.
Maybe. Who knows?
I've got some ideas.
Yeah, me too. But we'll talk about that
later. We'll talk about it later. Maybe not on here.
Yeah. So off air. With that, thank you for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
And have a good night.